Now it's time for Movies You Missed.
He's looking at you, kid.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I could have been a contender.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Show me the money.
You talking to me?
I'll have what she's having.
I never thought I had to fight in my own house.
What were our parents like in their early, rowdy teen years?
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
Back to the Future, the 1985 film directed by Robert Zemeckis with Christopher Lloyd, Leah Thompson, Crispin Glover, and Michael J. Fox. It's the kid who accidentally gets sent back to 1955 and has to keep his parents together so he can come into being. The movie led to two sequels, a theme park ride, a London musical. But Mark Rivers, a producer on NPR's Morning Edition, has managed to never see it, so we asked him to watch it this week. Mark, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Scott. Appreciate it.
Out of curiosity, how'd you manage to miss it in all its incarnations?
So, you know, on one level, I feel like I didn't miss it. You know, it's become so much a part of the culture. I feel like I just experienced it through some kind of osmosis. But, a lot of these movies from the 80s were about kids just, you know, having a good time or going on some adventure. And I just noticed so many of these movies just didn't have black people in them, you know, as E.T. or Animal House, The Goonies, Ferris Bueller, whatever. It just kind of like irked me. And I thought, well, if they're not going to acknowledge my existence, let me just not acknowledge them. And it was kind of only later on as I started to appreciate movies as not only entertainment, but also kind of interesting time capsules that I started to catch up on a few of them. But Back to the Future just kind of fell through the cracks.
You saw it this week at our request. What did you think?
I thought it was fun. It's funny. It was the highest grossing movie of its year, but like the DeLorean special effects probably couldn't pay for the catering at a Marvel movie. So I kind of appreciated how low stakes it was. You know, this kid, Marty McFly, he just wants to save his parents' marriage and, you know, yeah, keep himself from existing. It's not like millions of lives are at stake. It's just his own, you know? So I thought it was cute. It was funny. The soundtrack is like very 80s and the score is really lovely. Crispin Glover is really adorable. It's this feeble man that his son has to turn him into this better man.
Yes, that's very 50s sitcom culture.
Yeah, for sure. And I kind of heard before watching it about the kind of ickiness where he would go back in time and his mother kind of had the hots for him.
Yeah.
Where are my pants?
Over there. On my hope chest. I've never seen purple underwear before, Calvin.
Calvin, why do you keep calling me Calvin?
Well, that is your name, isn't it? Calvin Klein? It's written all over your underwear.
Let me ask you about Michael J. Fox's performance. He was a well-known TV star, but he was not the first choice. Eric Stoltz was. They even did a few shots with Eric Stoltz, which I think you can find on YouTube now. This was the film that confirmed a future in movies for Michael J. Fox. What did you think of his performance?
I thought his character was really cool. Because he has a kind of nerdy voice. So you think he's kind of nerdy. And, you know, he's palling around with this weird mad scientist played by Christopher Lloyd. But he's also really cool. He has this really, like, hot girlfriend. And, you know, he plays the guitar. And obviously a sign of any cool teenager is that the principal hates him, you know. And I feel like a lot of kids probably growing up watching him probably thought, well, yeah, like, you know, maybe I sound like a nerd. But maybe I can get the hot girl like Marty McFly.
Is the central comic character Christopher Lloyd as Doc Brown?
Yes. I'd seen Lloyd previously in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And yeah. He's kind of... This role isn't like too far off from that role as far as playing mm-hmm. this guy who definitely feels a little bit unhinged, but he's just so watchable. Like just his energy, you know, he's kind of like vibrating on the screen. I was kind of shocked when they just like killed him off in the first act with it was Libyan terrorist. I did not see that coming. Scott, you might know the history, but like I did not expect Libyan terrorist to show up in this movie.
Oh my God. They found me. I don't know how, but they found me.
Work hard, Marty!
Who?
Who do you think? The Libyans!
But there was a history there, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So yeah, that was really kind of like, oh. But yeah, Lloyd was hilarious. And yeah, he was definitely one of the highlights for me.
When I first saw the film, you know, I thought it was prolonged nostalgia. Growing up and becoming a parent has helped me realize it's also about the fact that it would really be neat to be able to know our parents when they were our age.
Yeah, I do think that's definitely probably the sweetest, most poignant part of it. You know, I look at old photographs of my parents and I think about how cool it would be to kind of know them at that age. They look so cool. They look so in command and, you know, and their fashion. And that's definitely one of the draws for this movie is connecting to those feelings. One way that the movie showed that it was interested in that is that they have Crispin Glover and Leah Thompson. They use makeup to make them look older. And it kind of just reminded me of how I would imagine some parents still feel at heart how they were in college or in high school, even though in reality they're that age anymore. What kid wouldn't want to see what their parents were like when they were their own age? As long as that parent doesn't then have the hots for them, I feel like it would be a cool thing to experience.
I was glad you added that. Mark Rivers is a producer on NPR's Morning Edition. Mark, thank you so much for your reflections.
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure.
If there's a movie you've missed, tell us about it at n.pr/moviesyoumissed.